Good day, everyone. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. And market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baitrol 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baitrol 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baitrol 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baitrol100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, taking a look at our livestock futures here today and ended up with a nice day yesterday. Livestock higher across the board.
We sure did, Dave. Yesterday was the first time since about the first of the month that the live cattle and feeder cattle futures have both closed positive. A combination of technical buying and lower grain prices helped to lift the cattle higher. Now, talk is circulating that the cattle and the beef prices may have bottomed. Time will answer that comment. Now, we also saw choice box beef up 4 cents, select boxes up $1.26 on a total movement of 123 loads. Cattle kill estimated 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up 16 cents. And for the second straight session, the lean hogs closed positive. Yesterday's close saw August live cattle 55 cents higher. August feeders up $3.07. August lean hogs $1.97 higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business. And OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures, the wheat futures continuing their downward trend yesterday. And after a couple of pretty nice days, the corn and soybeans followed suit, and they finished lower yesterday as well.
That's correct, Dave, as we saw wheat, corn, and soybeans all close negative on profit-taking and improved weather forecast for the eastern corn belt. Now, early in the session, new crop corn and new crop soybeans made new highs for 2015. We also saw yesterday Egypt buy 235,000 metric tons of wheat, a combination of buying from Russia and Romania. Now, trading overnight has been mostly lower for the grains. The corn and the wheat are making new lows for the week this morning. At the moment, September KC wheat down 6.25 cents. December corn's down 2 cents. November soybeans down 5.5. December cotton is trading 53 points lower. August crude oil down 43 cents. September dollar index is 8 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures up 7 points.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll visit again tomorrow. Look forward to that. It is going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.